Yo, shout out to Agent J and Groovement. This is Jeremiah J, Brain Feeder Warp, Yellow Mass Collective, stand up from Chicago. All day.
Guns go off.
Guns go off.
Groovement.
Yeah. More than a movement. So big ups to Groovement. Hanging out with Agent J, Jeremiah J, also in the backstage studio, Manchester. Big ups. This is Teebs, by the way.
By the way,
Agent J, this is Teebs. Hey, hey, Jeremiah J. Hanging out, wasting your recording time.
Agent J backstage at the Deaf Institute for Groovement. We're with Teebs and Jeremiah J.
Yeah.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Amazing.
We've already had some deep discussion about the tour so far. What's the deal with the tour? Is it, how are you in the middle of it, beginning?
Towards the end now. Okay. It's like the final stretch. We have like 4 dates in a row after tonight. Yeah, 4 more dates. Every day we come home.
And how much experience have you had of, you both young men, how much experience have you had of touring, like, internationally?
First tour.
Yeah, it's my first tour. I've played shows, like single shows, in Chicago, LA, just different places. Like, I played a couple shows with my dad on some jazzier tips. Mm. But it was my first tour, run solo.
Never toured internationally. Mm. Done one-off shows in London and a few other little things, but never like. Okay, here's a line of the dates.
Yeah.
First time for both of us.
And have you felt, Teebs, that people are more familiar with your stuff because the album came out in like November and your EP is obviously about to drop, so yeah. have you felt like the new kid, Jay? Or?
No, I feel like it's like this kind of mysterious vibe following my stuff right now. A good mysterious vibe. People are kind of latching on where we play. But yeah, I mean, people were really supportive of Brain Feeder and the sound that's coming out, so they see a new artist like me and they're like, oh, let's follow this shit. Or not, but it's been really, really good so far.
What's the story? Matthew David is another one that's got just about to drop something. What's the story with him? I don't really know much about him. Is he LA based? Or?
Yeah, he's LA. He's been in LA for a long time, really supporting like Dub Lab Radio and a few other things. He started his own Leaving Records, like imprint. And definitely influential. He actually just put out his EP maybe like a week or two ago, and his album's coming out soon. Just great material. Mm. He's a good guy to check up on if you don't know about him. Mm.
Yeah, really good. Teebs, first of all, we said the album came out in November.
Yeah.
How was the response? Have you seen any difference in response sort of internationally than at home? And how's it been generally? Feedback.
It's kind of been, when the record came out, I was on tour in the States and people were really, really supportive. Like, I was opening shows with Gaslamp and Daedalus and 12 Planet and Sam I Am and other heads, but I was the opener. And some of the shows I'd be playing at 9 p.m., early gigs, and I'd get in. People knew, like, I was starting it off every night. And people would be there like at 9, it'd be like halfway full house, and they're just like, yeah, we want to see what the hell you're gonna do, you know, like, you're excited about what you're
step up,
yeah, right. We heard the record, so let's see what's good. So it was really cool, like, it was good, really supportive. America's treating me really well because I've never gone out around the States like that until then. People have just been like, good job, whatever, we support you from here and there. But now coming out here, it's like, it's kind of the same, you know, more. I think it's been exactly the same response, to be honest. Like just pockets of people from around have just been really excited. Other countries more so than others. Some countries have been like really amazing, where they all start a track and 2 seconds in you hear people like, yes, like, I'm waiting to hear that. And it's just like, you already know the song. It's kind of interesting. So in some countries are just like, okay, we don't know what's going on. It's cool. It's been good. It's been really good.
Do you find that people have a particular fascination with your artwork as well? Because it's been used on the cover and stuff, and it, you know, the press release obviously says it. Do you find that people ask you about that as well? And
yeah, they do a lot. I mean, that was kind of the point, because it's like, with my production, like, I don't even, like, that's my first record, and I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't really consider myself like I am an artist, or I am a producer, or I am this or that. It's like, I just make this kind of shit, like, this is what I do, and so yeah, we definitely put it out there, like, this is what this kid likes to do. So when I play shows, like, people come up to me and be like, did you bring artwork, or is there any way I can see more, or they're always very...
I want a piece of teams.
Yeah, it's like, can I have this knife, like, is it okay if I nick you a little bit, you know? It's been cool, like...
Look at that.
It's been nice, because I'm really lazy with, like, getting my whole, like, internet-based setup with people where they can interact and stuff, so it's actually really interesting to see people are caring, and it's like, come on, man, get your shit together, I want to see art, I want to pick some stuff up, or...
Surely Steven gives you people to do that now, So you've got Teams people to sort that out.
No, not yet.
Make my MySpace.
Make sure you...
Flash page.
All the yeah, I want Flash, I want...
I want my artwork.
I want video, yeah.
Spinning like a motherfucker.
No, it's definitely a work in progress. I don't like having, like, too many people involved unless it's, like, absolutely necessary. So it's, like, as long as I feel like I can control or stay on top of things,
yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally, yeah.
I'm slowly.
So not really a control freak.
No. I'm terrible at it. But I'm just like, until it gets to the insane amount of point where I can't handle it, it's like, okay, yeah, man, like, let's work together and make this project work.
Yeah. What about Twitter? Is that something that you sort of use?
Yeah, I have one. Like, I'm not that great on it. I'm not really very vocal, but I do have a Twitter. It's like, every once in a while. I actually don't have a computer with me on this tour, so I haven't really been saying much this whole past 3 weeks, but it's like, yeah, when I look at a computer, I'll just be like, again, here, today, or it's like, hey, this is up, or this record's coming out, like, yeah, I just use it to announce important details, I guess.
Mm.
I say dumb stuff to people that say dumb stuff to me, it's pretty fun, I guess, yeah, it's what the network for.
Jay, I noticed you got a blog. What's Tumblr. The story with that? How long has that been around?
Probably like not even a year almost. I don't know, like, I just put it up because I like posting things like pictures or mixtapes that I drop, so I just wanted a kind of platform to just have all that stuff to collect data for my own purpose, but I didn't really expect people to follow it or to understand it. So now I still just do stuff that people are like, what is this? But I think later, you know, people will understand what's like, you know, more records are out on my side and more visual work is out. And, you know, when they come to my Tumblr, they come to Twitter, even though I just got a Twitter, and like T's, I'm not very vocal, I'm not really good at kind of pumping my own name out on the internet. But I just like to let my work speak for itself.
Do you think it's important to keep an air of mystique about yourselves as artists?
I think it's important, but I think anyone can do what they want. I mean, there's, like, I remember I started following Lil B, and I this dude, I dig what he does, and it's like I had to stop following him because he's just like
blasting
out.
Redundant, like,
but he's doing fine, you know.
It helps for certain people if that's your personality, is really vocal like that, you know.
You shouldn't try to be mysterious if you're not, you know.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of do what you want to do. It's natural.
Jay, talk to me a little bit about the sort of spirituality behind some of your thinking. I read a little bit about stuff, and obviously the name of the EP. I'm gonna say it right.
Rappi Yamatantra. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like my own religion through music. Kind of getting so deep into it that it just became like this meditation and like this release of having like held in so much throughout the years and not being able to express the way I want it. I found like eating right or being vegan or meditation really helped me personally, you know, and I don't try to really preach too much. I mean, it's funny because I'm in a group called Young Black Preachers, but I don't consider myself a really preachy person. Like, I let people be who they are and respect everyone. But yeah, I think my music is linked to like a spiritual ground because I want it to be. Rather than trying to make that the aesthetic and like some artistic choice. It's like really, you know, it's just that's what comes out when I and not to say I always feel like that. Sometimes I feel very dark or very moody, and that's reflected in the music. But for the most part, I try to keep it at a balance point, because my life is pretty chaotic at times because I'm into so many different interests. And it leaks out into the record, like Rappayama Tantra. It's kind of like a battle of trying to find a balance, like through sonic, through samples or through instrumentation, or like distortion. But it has this drive that it's like you can get past all this stuff if you really accept lowering your ego or the level of your ego in your music or in your artist name. Like, don't let that, you know, be what the art's about. Let the art be what the art's about, or the spirit be what the art's about, because I think that's a little bit more honest than just you being like, yo, dope, yo, you know, like, I don't know, like, people think, like, rappers have to be really egotistical, or, like, really beefed up dudes who are just, like, bragging, trying to get credibility, but, yeah, I think, I don't know, people will see it or not, but it's not going to stop my spirit, I guess, from leaking into it, yeah.
And is it hard to decide when, because I mean, I think I consider both of you to be like trailblazers of a kind, because you're both doing the shit that you want to do, and, you know, as far as I can tell, there's no one over you saying, for instance, record company or whatever, so... You know, it might be good if you had, like, you know, Justin Bieber singing on this or that shit.
Try a couple of 140 tracks, make sure.
Yeah.
Club
you
stuff.
Know, just for the end of the night shit, you know? I mean, you're going to turn up teams, for instance, and you're going to play your shit and you're going to do how you do tonight. And yourself, Jay, as well. Is it hard to sort of come to a point because you're your own lords and masters in the recording studio or whatever, and just go, you know what, that track's finished? Or was it always something else that you could add to it? Or is literally Philo there going, you said March the 11th, motherfuckers, and I'll get this, you know, get this LP out.
Yeah.
What? How do you decide something's finished?
I mean, in my case, it's kind of like it's a weird how I like to look at it. So you can, I guess if you have time, you can work things into the ground and just murder songs, and it can just be like, sound like mush, and you love it because you went through that journey, and you're just like, yeah, this is so next level. But to be honest, it's like, for me, I like to look at it, it's like, imagine if you have a tape in the tape player, and you press fast forward, right? And it's like, imagine that tape being like someone's life. It's like, alright, they're 1 year old, 2 years old, 24, 25, 26, 27. And then they hit like some random age, whatever, you just press stop, and it's like 33. And it's like, okay, this beat, that's what it is. That period of its life, you know, it's just like, boom, like, that's the image you get, that's that beat. It could have went further, but you won't know, but it could have been younger, you didn't see that development either, you're just right there. It's kind of stupid, but that's how I kind of like to.
Not at all, that's an amazing analogy.
It's kind of like how I think about it, so it's like, you know, it's like you just press stop at a certain moment, it's like, okay, it's fucking done, I won't touch it again.
Put yourself, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, I think my fear is just overworking things to the point where it's like, it's just not honest anymore. Like, it goes from the original intent to being like something that is trying to impress somebody, or something that's like some other shit, like a reference, like Old Dirty Bastard. Like, that's just done when he's like, yo, I'm done. Like, son, like don't tell, I don't want to hear shit from a label, I don't want to hear shit from fans. Like, you guys are going to hear
CIA.
It, and you're going to like it, CIA, like, don't tap my phone, like, fuck that shit, like, I'm going to say what I want. And, yeah, and not to, like, bite off of any kind of that hip-hop history, but by calling my album, like, Raw Money Raps, it's just, like, keeping the music at its most honest level, like, at the jump, like, and even if I do go back to tracks and kind of rework them or remix them, it's to, I guess, kind of further push the aesthetic of whatever sound I'm trying to create on it. But yeah, really, I just leave it at what I feel. And if somebody hears and they're like, yo, this this is dope, but you should have turned that up, and that should have been mastered better. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
You have a lot of mates coming around and going, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to music because it's good music. It's like listening to like old ass like tribal like music from Africa or Kenya or something like that, and it's like, you're not gonna go back if you could and tell them like, yo, you guys should have like mastered that. That should sound crisp. Yeah. Like, it's like, no, that shit sounds really authentic and it sounds beautiful because it's like it's so was, yeah. dirty and it's what it was. Rock, yeah. So like it was that moment of them like just channeling whatever, like the communication, I guess, is what is kind of key. Yeah, communication is key. It's being so polished now that kids think like, oh, we have to communicate the best vocal ever, and that necessarily may not be honest.
Yeah, you know, you it's like people could lose focus on the idea of communicating and kind of focus too much on just like it has to sound perfect because this is what the radio is playing. Or
yeah, because they're too concerned with communicating to such a wide audience that.
But do you guys not get that, like, say, low end or something? Are you all not in competition with each other to, like, plug speakers?
Low end theory.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not like
that. I haven't really played low end theory.
But going yourself, but like, yeah. being yourself,
yeah.
and in that community, all I imagine is, like, there's loads of heads.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, this.
No, yeah.
I'm stroking my chin, like, stroking chins and going, you know what, I'm going to take that shit, man. I'm going to walk around and, Do you feel like you're in a competitive community, or is it?
Yeah, like, I definitely feel like the competition, but I feel like I'm outside of it because I haven't really engaged myself enough, like through like Twitter, for instance. Like if I'm on Twitter every day, Twitter can be really competitive, almost like so who could say the funniest shit or who could like have the most tweets in like 5 seconds or like the most people favoriting the tweet, like, or some shit like that. It's like whatever, like I don't know if I. Don't update that shit in like 5 years, and I come back and I say something. It's like, that's life. I don't know, I'm more concerned with life than I am with the competition. Yeah, exactly. Because you know, everybody's talented in their own ways, and I don't knock anybody in that. Anybody's creativity or like, choices. But I think artists should understand that artists have different choices, and labels really should understand that artists have different choices, and really to start supporting the choices rather than like. The choice has to be superb above everybody else. Like, you gotta be on top, kid. Like you'll be on top if you believe you'll be on top. You know, however your voice is gonna be made to be there. I don't know.
Well, last question for both of you. 10-year plan. Is there a sort of thing in the back of your mind? What you wanna do?
There's one idea I have. Not like what I wanna do, to be honest, but I know. I mean, when I was younger, I was just like, I always would say, just like, fuck. Like, this is so much fun, and I can't imagine not doing this, so imagine what would happen in 10 years. I was, you know, it's like when you're 12 and just like, you look at an 18-year-old or 21-year-old, like, fuck, this guy's old as fuck, and he's just like, he's, you know, he's like, so you just trip out.
When you get to 20, you're like,
go, what have I haven't done anything yet. But no, I mean, 10 years now, I'm really excited in 10 years, because I want to see what the fuck happened now, you know what I mean? That's my only thing. It's just like, it'd be cool to kind of just see, like, every 10 years has, like, their moments of, like, music and time and, like, you know, there's, like, everyone that's in the 70s and we all know exactly what we think when we hear the word 70, and it's like, when we hear 80s, we know exactly what happened musically. And
with
drugs and all this kind of stuff. So it's like, you know, it's like a, it's interesting. Like I feel like sometimes like, fuck, why am I thinking about these things? I'm overthinking everything. But it's fucking, it's cool. It's like, what happened? You know, like we won't know until 10 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, I'm just like, was that complete shit? Like, but was that like a good time? Like what? I mean, I don't worry about it too much, but whenever it's that question like this comes, or like, yeah, it's rare, but every once in a while, I think I thought about this literally 4 times in my life, but it's like, when it comes, it's like, yeah, man, 10 years from now.
Do you feel like I'm your career advisor?
Yeah, maybe, man. We should stick with it. We should hang
music?
Out.
Gotta, music?
Start
really?
10 years from now, too.
You know, there's good jobs in the corporate sector, too.
Yeah, man. You know, I'll give you my number. We'll hang out, you know, we can do this. Start a corporation.
Jeremiah J. How old are you, Thieves?
24 and like 3 weeks or something.
Okay. Happy birthday. All
right, yeah. Thank you.
Taylor?
Yeah, I'm 22 on June 7th.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm really just thinking about right now, like right now, this moment, being sitting here with you guys, like, and being the best that I can, I guess, leading up to 10 years, like, hopefully I didn't give up or didn't get tired or didn't get discouraged or off track from whatever I want to do, because I don't know what I will be in 10 years. I really haven't thought about it too much at all. But, I mean, I think when I was a kid, I was like, man, I want to be on some shit, like, have money and, like, respect and all that shit. But,
money in the cars.
Right, money in the cars. I just want to be successful. And, you know, success is, I don't know, there's a lot of different success. There's, like, spiritual success. There's financial success. There's artistic success. So I guess I just want to be successful. Like Trey Songz.
You still want to disappoint yourself right now.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint myself. I don't want to disappoint this moment.
But now you.
The now me is where...
Now.
10 years from now is the now me.
The now you.
10 years from now, it will be now. And now I can't really see that moment. So it's like...
But are you excited, though, for what's happening?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited because I'm excited now. And I'm excited about just being alive right now.
Now.
Everything is like happening right now, like all of these things are just leading up to 10 years to 5 years, whatever. But yeah, we're laying the foundation, which is great. While we're both on tour and we're both kind of on the same level in a lot of different areas, and you know, we really vibe well because we're concerned with like right now and making the best work that we can and being honest. So hopefully in 10 years we'll still be those people trying to push out the same kind of music, the same kind of
collaborations voice. Down the line.
Collaborations down the line. Yeah, I really do want to collab a lot.
Yeah.
You got to, man. I mean, look at like Raekwon played on Thursday and he was shouting out Justin Bieber. Because he did a track with Justin Bieber last year, you know?
Yeah,
and he was like,
yeah,
my shorty, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It wasn't popular.
Blowing up.
Yeah, well, collaborations look forward to. Obviously, there's the Brain Feeder sort of like possibilities, but outside of that, internationally, any thoughts?
No.
Just very briefly. I just want to see what comes.
Man, I met this cool girl in Copenhagen. It goes by Nana. It's like her real name. She's a really, really great voice that brought a certain kind of vibration that I haven't caught, you know? But that's about it. I don't really look too far ahead. I don't try to find people.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Manchester. Kill it tonight.
Thank you. Yeah.
Teebs and Jeremiah J. So Teebs, have you got anything else due out?
Planned out
soon.
This
release wise.
Nothing particularly planned. There's an EP that's like just needs to be mixed down. Basically, maybe I want to add a new track, but it's done. So if everything works out correctly, July, August. Seeing if I have time when I get home in April.
Okay. And Jay, do you know your dates?
Actually, my EP is like out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Officially. Vinyl digital release on Brain Feeder. And I think Raw Money Rap should be out over the summer sometime, maybe a little later.
Okay.
And yeah, I have some more releases down the line, so be on the lookout for that. They're coming.
Take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.